gospel we just heard from Mark is concise and clear, and it provides a good message for us as we work our way now through this month of July. This week will already be the middle of July, believe it or not. In Mark's gospel, Jesus develops his disciples in stages. And it's worth reviewing that because he also develops us, his followers, in stages today, so that we may be well formed in his likeness. The first step, the first stage, is that Jesus calls his disciples. He calls ordinary men, as I said in my homily last week. The weekdays of last week had our Lord calling and teaching and preparing his disciples for trial. So he calls ordinary men. Matthew's a tax collector, which means he may steal from people, charge a little too much tax. Never happens today. Simon Peter was a troublemaker and would deny him, would deny our Lord. They were all fishermen. They were ordinary. They became extraordinary only through Jesus, only through his grace. As the disciples were called, and for some reason they had the grace to say yes, they're all carved right there in front of us. So we too are called by our Lord. First, we're called at our baptism, and you may say, well, I don't remember that. All right, fine, I don't remember mine either, although it's been said I was a screamer. Which is a good sign, I think. We were called at our baptism. We became adopted sons and daughters of Christ when we were baptized. I'll have a baptism at the next Mass. But yet, because of that adoption, we are called by our Lord every day. God's grace works in us every day, and we ought to be aware of it. A visible sign of you being called and you responding is your presence here at Mass today. Many of you may be on vacation from your careers during these summer months, but yet you don't take a vacation from your faith because we're not employees of Jesus. We're servants. We're disciples. So to hear this call to worship and to give thanks right here and to respond to it is exactly what happened to the disciples long ago. First, we are called. You have been called. And I commend you for at least today saying, yes, Lord, yes. After they're called now, the disciples have to figure out how they will serve the church. They need to discern God's will for them. They were all different, had different gifts, different strengths which served the church, and different weaknesses which made them rely on God's strength in them. That's what our weaknesses do, is move us to dependence on God. Many of them would ultimately serve the church by martyrdom, the greatest gift. And we are blessed to have a martyr as our patron saint, his relic in our main altar of Saint Wenceslaus. So they have to figure out how they will serve the church, and they have to discern God's will for them. A man once recently said to me, Monsignor, I do want to go to heaven. What do I need to do? There are many answers to that, But an answer in the context of this homily is live God's will for you. Because God wills that you go to heaven. So we need to discern God's will, and then we need to accept it. Because God's will is more than likely not our will. You have done that too. You have discerned your vocation in life. That's how you're serving the church and serving your family. Some of you who are young are discerning God's will for you. And that is a time of patience, because you're answering the two most important questions you will ever answer in your lifetime. With whom will I live? And what will I do? Take your time in answering those. So as the disciples discerned how to serve long ago, we have done so as well and continue to do so here today. I will be happy when I live God's will for me. And God's will is sustained in the life of the church. Finally, as the gospel said, and this is essentially what today's gospel is about, they were sent. After they were called, after they figured out what they would do, they did it. They were sent into the world. Now, next week, the disciples will come back and report their work. But for now, they're sent. And when they're sent, our Lord tells them it will not be easy. Life will be messy. It's often messy by my own accord. It's messy by what others do to me. As Jesus sends them, he tells them that there will be trial ahead. It will be with persecution. How many followers of Christ lose heart because they are tried or persecuted or tested for their faith? And the way things are, it's only going to be more and more for us. We as Catholics need to prepare ourselves for trial ahead. Persecution, perhaps, because of what we believe and stand for. And whenever we experience trial or persecution, we are connecting our lives to the suffering of Christ. And this trial, this persecution, this suffering happens day in and day out. So something as simple as not wanting to go to Mass, but I go to Mass. That's a bit of suffering. You connect with Christ right there. So as we're called, as we discern how to best serve our Lord, and as we live in the messiness of the world, we do so with the support of each other. That's why the disciples were sent out two by two. And the disciples were also sent out, if you noticed, with minimal provisions. They were not sent out in poverty, but they were sent out in simplicity. That would be so that they would only proclaim their main possession, their main provision, as Christ. Christ would be all they needed, because Christ was enough. So let us all remember, what happened long ago is happening here right now. Amen.